So we begin settling into our posture, being vigilant, upright, still. Cultivating a relaxed body and mind. Happily letting go of whatever hinders this mind to come to rest in the present, releasing agitation and distractions, being wide awake, fully relaxing this body, but being very aware and attentive, fully alive. Attending to the physical sensations of our breathing throughout the body. And as we attend to the sensations of our respiration in this way, we cultivate a state of mind being entirely present with this experience, disciplining the mind with a sense of love and compassion for ourselves, applying these methods for spiritual growth. Right now, right here. So meditation being much more than just a way to have a good feeling and relax, but being a profound method to free the mind completely from all harmful states and negativities. A way to perfectly develop our virtuous good qualities. eliminating our delusional negative behavior. Yeah, in order to be able on the long run to do that and to rest our consciousness in itself, to integrate it in our awareness itself. Without holding on to anything, we first have to free ourselves from these multiple objects of our mind. All these sense impressions and appearances, by focusing our attention on one object. And in this way, training the mind. So for some moments you can just look at your mind and think, this mind, my mind, the mind that I'm right now observing, to free it completely from any negativity, any harmful state. But instead, using this meditation as well as this day in this course to turn our self-cherishing negative mind around and develop ourselves to be of benefit to others, to see the big picture and to enhance ourselves, to live in harmony with this big, interdependent, vast picture of existence. Widening our mind from this narrow outlook of self-centeredness and make it other-centeredness and everyone-centeredness. For a while, sinking into this intention by observing our breathing wherever you are most comfortable with observing your breath, single-pointedly, fully aware, breathing naturally, totally effortlessly. And from that you can gently let go of single-pointedly being with the breathing. And with your eyes at least partially, slightly open, you can bring your awareness, your attention, to whatever mental objects, mental events, thoughts or images, memories, arise in the space of your mind. In making these ever-changing, constantly changing mental events your object of concentration. Not trying to pinpoint them down and analyze them. Not thinking that focus or concentration means something tight or narrow, but very openly, spacious. Take a step back and simply watch what happens by itself in your mind. Mental events arising and passing. Like if you would watch a program on TV, watching the movie of your mind unfolding by itself. And when we observe a mental event, we do so in a very gentle, soft way. No grasping. No aversion. But like a bee, yeah, that picks nectar from a flower and then flies away. Very gently, we attend to these mental events, constantly changing. Witnessing. while we stay mindful, observing our own mind, we can change our position and stretch our legs for a few moments. And then if you wish, before jumping right back into observing the mind itself, observing the objects of mind, you can, before just begin with calming the mind, resting with your breathing for a while, and you can gently start again, resuming the task of settling the mind in its natural state by observing the nature of mental events. Seeing that your mind is like a stage on which mental events like actors or dancers appear. Every mental event playing its part, and then being off again. Watching this dance, this play unfold on this stage of your mind. Now shift your attention from actively observing the mental events, from actively observing the dancers on this stage, but focusing more on this stage itself, the space of the mind itself, the intervals between the thoughts and images, the space from which these events emerge. Going even more subtle, widening, and see if you can stay with this space of the mind from which mental events come and in which they dissolve again. Staying there with all your attention, spacious. Totally withdrawing your interest from appearances, but staying with the space of the mind itself, awareness itself. The stage on which everything that you experience appears. release any attempt to look for anything at all, but tuning into this still ongoing frequency of consciousness, the clarity of being aware, that doesn't need to be developed, strengthened or deepened, but it is always there, always present. Fully getting in touch with this all-encompassing quality of bare knowing. This can be such a relief, so freeing. Tasting that, staying in touch with this limitless space of awareness. Experiences may still continue to arise, but we do not give them any attention. Instead, we totally release our awareness into space, and resting it in its own place, coming home. and then slowly letting go of the practice. Dedicating our positive energy. And if you wish, this morning you can dedicate all your merits, all your positivity that you have created to all those people, all those beings who do not have the opportunity at all to practice these kind of methods. Sending it out to all those who in this life might never even have the opportunity to hear one word of these kind of practices that lead to realizations of how things exist. But with the thought of having it done for them, including them, sending this out. Dedicating our merits to each and every sentient being.